Hello, and welcome to the AI Spectrum Podcast. I'm your host, Spencer Akane. In this series, we explore a wide range of AI topics from all across Siemens and how they are applied to different technologies. Today, I am once again joined by Gabriel Amin-Adin, Technical Product Manager for Heed's Design Exploration Team. In the last episode, we discussed the ways that the Heed's was using artificial intelligence to accelerate the design process. But can you tell me how you came up with this concept? Because it's kind of an interesting, like very, very novel idea almost, because it's like you have an AI that's basically in here deciding, do I want to spend a lot of energy on this? Do I not? And then it's balancing, you know, like you said, many, many different parameters to come to this correct conclusion. It's kind of an interesting way to approach the problem of designing something.
Yeah. So originally, you know, this technology, you know, if we go to the, you know, the deeper levels of it, accuracy aware AI, like what is that? And that is a good question in itself, because accuracy aware AI, or more commonly known as uncertainty aware, there's sort of subtle differences between accuracy awareness and uncertainty awareness, even though they're applied to the same concept. But uncertainty awareness has existed for quite some time. There are models, Krieging models, polynomial chaos expansion. They provide not just a singular prediction. They actually provide a level of uncertainty. So you can imagine a dartboard. If you're you know firing darts in the center. You fire one dart after one dart after one dart, you're never going to get exactly the same position as before. You'd be pretty good, right, if you were able to do that. But if you did it 1,000 times, you're going to get some sort of, you know, scatter. And if you do that enough, that scatter relates to a distribution, right? And that distribution's going to have a mean and a standard deviation or a variance. And that variance is used to actually quantify the uncertainty. It's kind of a way of saying that I want to be able to make a prediction as to how accurate I'm going to be. It's because you can only really be accurate or accuracy aware if you've got something to compare against. But, you know, if you were to say, well, these are all of the possible options that might occur, you can kind of be, you know, aware of how accurate the model is going to be. And that's sort of translated to the different models that are state-of-the-art these days. Bayesian neural networks are one such model. And, you know, those kinds of models have been used by some of our customers originally, in particular Siemens Energy, to learn from data that they've collected from Heed's design exploration studies for different product families. And, you know, they were using these models to do purely surrogate-based optimization. So there's no digital twin concept within that, but you're performing optimization on the surrogate model itself, or on the uncertainty aware AI models themselves. But the challenge with that is that when you start, if you're not updating the knowledge that these models contain, as you push more and more the boundaries, of what the model is able to predict, because it can only make predictions on, it can only make predictions on data that it is trained upon. As soon as you ask it to make a prediction that is nowhere near any data points that it originally trained upon, it's going to make an extrapolation, right? And if you don't have a characterization as to how uncertain or how accurate that prediction is going to be, you're sort of, you know, shooting in the dark. So these models effectively provide an awareness, and they can actually respond to when you ask them to make a prediction, within the field of data that is previously seen, you could expect to have a very low uncertainty or, you know, a high accuracy. Sort of one is the inverse of the other. Whereas if you ask it for, a prediction in no man's land, so to speak. Nowhere near any data points. The uncertainty is going to be quite large because it doesn't know whether or not there's going to be, it has no reference point effectively, or it's far away from the nearest reference point. So that's what we really mean by accuracy aware. And Siemens Energy were the first to sort of utilize the concept of uncertainty awareness for their product design, their turbine blade designs. And this originally started off as a collaboration between Siemens Technology, the DAI division, the Heege team as sponsors. And we've sort of evolved the technology through different readiness levels, and now we're bringing it to the market for all of our customers to benefit from.
All right, that sounds really interesting. So what you're kind of saying is that the model itself is aware of its own accuracy, and that it can provide a good level of information on that to the people who are using it, so that they can. They can know how good or bad the result is, and in a sense that almost like it's building a level of trust in the model, because you really have to, in my mind, you'd really have to have a lot of faith in this AI algorithm to come up with the right designs, and to know that it's selecting the right type of simulation, the full one, the AI one, that it's going in the right design direction, so to speak, in its capabilities. Is that kind of accurate? Is that how you see it too?
Yeah, absolutely. Because fundamentally, you need to trust your digital twin simulations to provide you the right answers.
Absolutely.
Bottom line, and despite my background is from the computational perspective, but even then, I would consider the experiment as the ground truth. That is what we've got as a reference. But going back to the CE simulation, you're going back to AI models, we want to make sure that they are trustworthy, so that if we pass them to a colleague, our colleague can say, yeah, we trust it, it's going to give us the right answers. And we want to be able to know whether or not the model is going to give the right answers at the end of the day. So a model that is able to tell you not only just a singular prediction, but also a variance is always very informative. And the funny thing is, when I first encountered these models, it was quite interesting to sort of see where, every time you ask these models for a prediction, they're actually going to give you a different answer. Might be thinking what is the actual value of that? But going back to the dartboard example, or one of those circus stool games where you're trying to fire like a cork at a target to knock over some things, you're going to have a number of different trials, and that what makes the district that what builds up a picture as to how well the model is going to be suited when it's been asked to make predictions, in context to what it's been trained to actually effectively simulate. Because even CE simulations 20, 30 years ago, they were considered surrogate models, meta models to some extent. We've really improved the capabilities of a lot of simulation tools these days.
All right. I mean, it sounds like that's an important step too, that you've kind of really thought about this during the conceptual design of these tools, the ability to, like you said, just hand it to a colleague, and then that person knows that, yeah, this is good, this is fine, this is usable as is. I don't need to fact check this. But that is all the time we have for this episode. Once again, I have been your host, Spencer Kane, joined by Gabriel Amin Adin on the AI Spectrum podcast. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the exciting world of AI.